This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is welcoming tens of thousands of Afghans airlifted out of Kabul, but has disclosed little publicly about a small group who remain overseas. Dozens who triggered potential security issues during security vetting have been sent to an American base in the Balkan nation of Kosovo. Human rights advocates have raised concerns about the Afghans diverted to the Camp Bondsteel in Kosovo, some for more than 6 weeks now, citing a lack of transparency about their status, the reasons for holding them back, and the question of what might become of any who ultimately cannot be cleared to come to the U.S. China on Friday said there is no room for compromise or concessions over the issue of Taiwan, following a comment by U.S. President Joe Biden that the U.S. is committed to defending the island if it's attacked. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin reasserted China's longstanding claim that the island is its territory. At a daily briefing after Biden made his comment a day before at a forum hosted by CNN, China has recently upped its threat to bring Taiwan under its control by force, if necessary, by flying warplanes near the island and rehearsing beach landings. Ethiopian military airstrikes have forced a United Nations humanitarian flight to abandon its landing in the capital of the country's Tigray region. A government spokesman confirms that authorities had been aware of the inbound flight. The UN says further flights are suspended. The development appears to be a sharp escalation in the intimidation tactics that the authorities have used against aid workers amid the intensifying year-long Tigray war. The spokesman says the airstrikes in the city targeted a former military training center now being used as a battle network hub. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military-installed government has challenged a pronouncement by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations barring its leader from attending next week's annual summit of the regional bloc. It said the declaration issued by the ASEAN chair violated the charter of the group to which it belongs. A statement issued Friday by Myanmar's foreign ministry detailed why it believed the ASEAN had violated its own rules by taking such action. The 10-member bloc acted after Myanmar refused to allow its special envoy to meet with ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She's been detained since Myanmar's military seized power from her elected government in February. A deal within reach, U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress's top Democrats edged close to sealing their giant domestic legislation Friday, though the day's informal deadline appeared to slip as they worked to scale back the measure and determine how to pay for it. Negotiations were expected to continue into the weekend, all sides indicating just a few issues remain unsettled in the sweeping package of social services and climate change strategies. Biden met at the White House Friday with the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The U.S. budget deficit totaled $2.77 trillion for 2021, the second highest on record, but an improvement from the all-time high of $3.13 trillion in 2020. The deficits in both years reflected trillions of dollars in government spending to counteract the devastating effects of a global pandemic. A U.S. religious organization whose 17 members were kidnapped in Haiti is asking supporters to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times as efforts to recover them into another day. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries issued the statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mwozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. The FBI is helping Haitian authorities recover the 16 Americans and one Canadian. A local human rights group said their Haitian driver was also kidnapped. Kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appear to be safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. That's according to study details released Friday as the U.S. considers opening vaccinations to that age group. The shots could begin in early November with the first children in the fully protected by Christmas if regulators give the go-ahead, and that would represent a major expansion of the nation's vaccine drive encompassing roughly 28 million elementary school-aged children. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.